But right now, let's open the door to the bunker and welcome an old friend in. It's Marge, swim coach.
It's Marge, your old swim coach.
Hi, Marge.
Hi, non-George. How are you doing?
Fine. How are you?
I'm doing really, really well.
You are?
Yeah, you might remember the last time I was here, I wasn't doing so well.
Right.
That's like every time you've been here.
But I'm happy to report that my life has really turned around. I'm one of those few people that Corona has really worked out for.
Really?
Yeah, after the third time I had it, it's like it superpowered me or something, you know, and I regained full range of motion. I started running and working out.
Wow. You look different this morning.
My infections cleared up, including my horrible lady infection that, if repurposed, could bake enough bread to feed a small to mid-sized European country.
Don't give us all the details.
Small to mid-sized. Why are you still in your chair then?
And my this is just for comfort.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I could get up and dance the Charleston right now. And my back infection cleared up too. You know that back tattoo, that tramp stamp that you made me get, George?
I had got infected. To do with that. No.
I got that treated, that cleared up. I got new teeth. And as you can see, I went with these really oversized choppers. I got the Tiger Woods chiclet teeth put in. Much better than those old dark-colored corn niblets that I had for teeth back in the day.
Oh, yeah, they never looked good.
But, of course, the biggest physical change is probably pretty obvious right now to you guys.
Yeah.
Because
help us out.
I got probably the greatest boob job in the history of sweater meat.
Why did you get a boob job?
Look at these things. Look at them. I guess you could say I've got huge bazoombas now. Is that a hip term, bazoombas?
Yeah, not really.
You know, I was so nervous to come in here and show them to you, but I guess you like them, don't you? George,
I hadn't noticed.
George hasn't stopped staring at these tiggle bitties since I've been here.
I haven't even noticed.
George, you're making her uncomfortable.
I have not been staring at anything.
They look good in this women's ringer tee, but I want to show them to you unencumbered if I could.
I'm not looking.
Okay.
That's okay.
Sailor.
I'm not looking.
Look at that. Look at these blue ribbon areolas, huh?
We're not sailors,
They're
ma'am.
Perfect. They're perfect. They're like pink pepperonis with pencil erasers on top.
Marge!
Bingo! Hey, I got a bingo.
They look a lot like they did back in the day when George used to manhandle them in high school.
Okay,
that's terrible.
I didn't
remember
swim
that,
in high
George?
School and you were not my
remember
coach.
Remember that?
No.
When you'd latch on like a baby alligator as I swatted wildly in a vain effort to get you to unlatch?
No. It's a made-up story.
Oh, non-George, you wouldn't believe it. Real George used to love my chesticles, as he called them.
Disturbing because you were his coach.
It was a different time back then.
Okay.
Not that different.
That was before laws were in place.
I don't know about that.
George would stare at them before an event so he could use his divining rod like a keel.
What?
Bingo.
I'm trying to go for full bingo. So no longer do I smell like seasoned ground beef and fall into sheetrock.
Bingo.
I'm sure someone else bingoed out there.
George, look at me. I'm sexy again.
George,
look,
compliment her.
I don't want to look
single,
at you
George?
That way. No,
she just
I don't
wants
wanna...
a compliment.
Are you looking to expand?
No.
Come on, I noticed in your Twitter bio that you listed yourself as Polly. What does that mean?
I have no idea.
I can move into your house. Come on, George. I'm sexy. I'm alive. I'm a cop, but I'm also a woman.
Stop it, Cagney and Lacey.
I've been so active on those dating apps, you wouldn't believe it. All these P1s want a piece of the old Marginator.
Oh, they do?
Oh, yes. I've been on Adult Friend Finder. Deucey's always hit me up on that one.
Yeah, that's no surprise.
I'm on Only Farmers, Bumble, Tinder, and Grindr.
Why are you on Only Farmers?
All of them. I've been so successful. I've seen more. My body's seen more traffic than the Lincoln Tunnel at this point. Believe it. Marge is back and better than ever, baby. I'm celebrating my sexuality, George. And you're trying to oppress me.
I'm not.
Don't
that's
do
your
that,
own
George.
Business. Stop
I just
oppressing
don't...
me, George.
I'm not.
Look at the bazoom.
I don't want to look.
Look at the bazoombas. No. Feel their power.
No.
Feel them, George.
Feel them, George. Come on. They're like boulders. I give you permission.
No.
Come on.
Not appropriate.
George, I need you to squeeze my chest to prove to me that you believe that I'm a woman.
Well, I believe you're a woman,
honk
but I don't
them.
Have to do that.
Honk them.
No.
Marge. Honk them for good luck.
No. You're coming across as a bit desperate.
Yeah.
I'm
glad you're feeling
you
better.
You don't understand how backed up I am,
oh,
Greg.
Oh, gosh.
It's been over 30 years.
Oh,
30
my.
Years since I knew the touch of a man. I'm making up for lost time.
No. George, help her.
No, I can't help your help her with that, so... Yeah. Marge, thanks for stopping by. It's good. I'm glad you're doing better.
Thank you, George.
Yeah.
And how about a parting lap dance just to make things extra special?
Gosh. No. No.
Hi, George.
Hi. There goes Marge. It didn't quite match up there, but there she goes. 8:45.